Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call around the globe, and we're coming to you live from our home here in Springboro, Ohio, and good that you're here with us, and we just want to praise the Lord, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad, rejoice, and be glad in it. Praise God, and we're going to come to you right now with another song, and we hope you enjoy it, and we sure do thank the Lord for this broadcast.
Between the pages of an old family Bible, I found days of birth, death, and no revival. Then I came up on a page, it was written by a feeble hand. It said, this is my last request, and these are my funeral plans. Oh, when I die, let me die seeking love. Let it ring. Over to the other side. Now, Lord, I'm living
Praise God. And, you know, to this year, we're trying something new here on a Saturday. This is October 19th, 2013. And we felt like doing about a 30-minute episode. And it's good to be with you again. And we thank you all for listening and tuning in with us. And we feel like the subject right now ought to be on born again. So we must be born again. Praise God. And, you know, we were born once. And now we are to be born again of the spirit. We've already been born again of this natural, physical body, but now we need to be born again in the spiritual sense. Praise God. And, you know, we're going to have Rachel come here, and she's going to read her scripture. We thank God for her. Yesterday was her birthday. She turned 10 years old, and we really thank the Lord for her. She has a joy. She keeps us young. Hallelujah. So she's going to come to you and read at this time, John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, should not perish but have everlasting life.
Praise God. Thank you, babe. I appreciate that. And she's a good girl. And you know, the Bible says train up the young ones. And when they get old, they'll never part from this. And she sure is doing a good work for God. And right at this time, we're going to have Evangelist Clint Green come and give you the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. It's good to be on with you here today. We thank the Lord for salvation. That's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about being born again. And excuse me. John chapter 3. I want to go ahead and get started there in chapter 3. Says here in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night.
Between the pages of an old family Bible.
Excuse us for that mistake. It says the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Praise God. So Nicodemus must have been an older man, probably. And he was, we'll find out that he was a teacher, a rabbi, or a teacher in the synagogues. And he saw Jesus probably casting out devils or healing the sick. And he came to Jesus by night. He said, Rabbi, in verse 2, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Now, the Bible said that in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So he was a man that was in authority. He was in religious authority, and he lived in a religious country. And, you know, the Jewish people had the law, and they were commanded to keep the law. And they were commanded to keep the things that God had sent down to them through Moses there on the mountain. And they had many laws that they had to keep. They had many sacrifices that they had to make. And at this time, they were offering up sacrifices, animal sacrifices. And Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God, healing all manner of diseases and casting out devils. And Nicodemus, no doubt, had heard his teaching and had seen maybe some of the miracles which he did. And he came to Jesus by night, the Bible says here. He said, we know that there art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Praise God. You know, there was a lot of priests and a lot of Levites and them at that time. That preached, read the scriptures, and stood up in the synagogues and preached and told what the Bible said, but they could do no miracles. They could not heal the sick. They could not cast out devils. They were helpless. Basically, all they could do was tell people how to live. If they would live that way, they would be blessed. If you go back to Deuteronomy 28, Moses gave them instruction there and told them, he said, if you do these certain things, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed in the city, in the country, and everywhere you go, you'll be blessed. But if you don't do these things, then he said a curse is going to come upon you. Now, I want to read a few of these things. I won't read it all. It says, and it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be. And it goes on. It tells many things, how the Lord would bless them. You go on down, it keeps telling about the blessings. He would make them the head and not the tail. And praise God that they would be above and not beneath. And praise God. And he, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And in verse 15 of chapter 28, but it shall come to pass that thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall there be in the city, and cursed shall there be in the field. So it was going to be a reverse of what the good things were. They were going to be missing out on the blessings of God. And then Jesus came and began to preach. The nation was getting in a bad in a bad place spiritually. John the Baptist came. He was a forerunner and preached that there was coming one after him, mightier than I, he said. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so Jesus came after John had preached. I don't know how long John been preaching. Probably about 6 months, something like that. He was 6 months older than Jesus, and he was a cousin to the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Praise God. But now we go on down here in verse, I believe it talks about how he became, in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Praise God. Praise God. But in verse number 12 in John chapter 1, it says, Well, let me back up just a little bit there. In verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So here we have it, a little bit about salvation, how Christ came to save us. He came to bring us back from the fall of Adam. If you turn with me over to in the book of Romans, praise God, chapter 5, and see some things here that's been spoken. In verse 12 it says, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Praise God. It says, it tells how he loved us. Over here in verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died. Lost my place here. For in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. So we're talking about here how man got away from God in the garden, how he sinned, and he was put out of that beautiful garden that God had created. And he told Adam, the day you eat of that tree in the midst of the garden, there were two trees in the midst of the garden, and the one tree was the tree of life, and the other tree was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He told him not to eat of that tree. Every tree in the garden he could eat of, but not of that tree. For when he ate of that tree, he said, the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. So death passed upon all men. It says that up there in verse 12. As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Praise God. But verse 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. So if we are in Christ, we will be saved from the wrath which is to come. There's going to be a hiding place. And that hiding place is in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other hiding place that a person can find today. You know, we must be under the shelter of the Almighty in the secret place of the Most High. That secret place of the Most High is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our hiding place tonight. He's our rock in a weary land. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He's the first and the last. He's the bright and the morning star. Praise God. He's the fairest of 10,000, the Bible said. And he's the Lord of glory. And there's no God like him. Praise God. He was came down here. Like I said before, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he became flesh, came down here. And the Word was made flesh in John 1:14, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John was bearing witness to him. Praise God. In verse 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Having a little trouble tonight preaching here, but the Lord's going to help me out. Praise God. Now, you people out there know how to pray. Just pray that the Lord will help me. I've had a little trouble with my throat, but I believe and God's healing power. And I believe that if we pray and ask, we shall receive. And I've asked, and I believe I receive. He said to believe you receive when you pray. In Mark 11:23-24, and have faith in God, he said. Mark 11:22, so I put my trust in God, and my faith is in him. Nicodemus came by night, said, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, and no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I believe Jesus was saying, except you're born again, you'll never see that beautiful country, that beautiful place. You know, the Garden of Eden, the garden was moved, paradise was moved from the heart of the earth, and it was moved up into heaven, somewhere in heaven. And Paul said he was caught up unto the third heaven, whether into the in the body or out of the body. He said, I cannot tell. And he mentions it a couple times there, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. But he had saw things, things that was unspeakable, not to tell. And no doubt he had seen beautiful sights. And he said he was caught up under paradise. So paradise is no longer in the heart of the earth, but it's in heaven today, somewhere. And it's a place where if a person dies today and he's born again, washed in the blood, he'll go to paradise until the rapture takes place on earth. And then I believe, this is my own belief, I can't prove it by the Bible, I believe there'll be a great celebration day, and like a great graduation day, you know, when the graduates all walk up on the stage and they receive their rewards. I believe it's going to be kind of like that. We'll cast our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Praise God. And we'll live forevermore. Never grow old, never die. Praise God. I'm having a little trouble here, but the Lord's helping me. So Jesus, I'm thinking that Jesus knew down deep in John's heart there was something different, and he saw a difference. And he's wondering, why can we not do that? Why is it that we, you know, we're religious people too. We're teachers, and we're teaching God's word. And why can't we do this? I'm going to let my wife say something here.
Praise God. We've only got about 4 minutes left, and we just thought we'd try this broadcast on a Saturday, and we are thinking about maybe changing some things. We found out we can go every day of the week if we want to, and but you know, this is a joy to be able to go out and reach right here from our home and reach third world countries. If you're not in the United States and you don't have that freedom of religion, and you don't, and you're, you can live here in the United States and not be persecuted. You know, it's a wonderful thing, but I want the ones over in the third world countries to know that we are praying for you, that we are asking God for protection of your family and your loved ones and all the ones that you're trying to reach. And we praise God and thank God for you, and you keep on holding on because Jesus is surely coming back someday. Praise God. We hope you enjoyed this. We sure did. And listen to this beautiful song. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get it loaded.
While she's getting that song, I want to say, you know, Jesus said you must be born again. And you're out there today. I want you to find you a place to pray. And Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Praise God. And ask him to forgive you of your sins and repent of all your sins and cleanse yourself from everything that is unpleasing to the Lord. And the Lord will take you in and he'll save you. Praise God. So keep calling on the Lord till you know and you have that assurance that you have touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible tells us that there was a woman pressed through the crowd and touched him. And I tell you, we need to touch Jesus. If we're going to have salvation, we've got to come in contact with him. Praise God. And we must be born again. It's not an option. Something you can take or leave, but if you want to make it into heaven, you want to see the kingdom of God, and when this life is over, you want to go to that eternal place that's where Christ is and the saints are, then you'll have to make things right. I'd like to tell you now you need to find you an altar, make you an altar in your home or somewhere, find you a place to pray. And ask Jesus to come in. And he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we come repenting, then the Lord, he will save us. He will not turn us away. The Bible said he would in no wise cast us out, those that come unto him. He invited us. He's invited us to come. Praise God.
And we'll see you next Friday, Lord willing. We will be back on from 10 to 12 midnight. Praise God. And like I said, this is just a trial run, and we'll get better at this with the help of the Lord. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.